Next, we're going to write out our formula for the net force. So the net force acting on any object is the sum of all the forces acting on it at any one time. So you can see at the top of our slide here, we have our normal force plus our force of friction plus the force of gravity. We can also break this down in a different way. In our situation here, our vectors are not collinear, meaning all the vectors are not parallel with each other. So another way to break down our net force equation is to take all the x components of our forces and add them to all the y components of the forces acting on the object. So you can see we have this equation now in the middle of our slide.